Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Be Ready, Already in Progress.
So me and you are supposed to be dead to sin, right? So when somebody does something or if we don't like it, we should just say, okay, I'm dead to that sin. I don't do that no more. And instead of doing like we used to, you know, I had a friend of mine the other day said somebody did something he didn't like, and he said, Thurman, now I'm going to tell you what I did, but this was back before I wasn't too close to Jesus. You know what that means?
Yeah.
He punched him out. He said something he didn't like, and bam, bop, punched him right in the nose. And I said, well, you know you ain't supposed to do that. He said, that's when I wasn't very close to Jesus. So he said, but I don't do that anymore. But do you know a few Christians that's not too close to Jesus?
Yes.
Unfortunately, they are. But there are some things I want us to, today, as we think about this wonderful Jesus that we serve and what he's going to do, I want us to talk a little bit. We're going to read some scriptures from Joel chapter 2. And we're going to read that, and I want us to think about this and meditate on this a minute. And I want you to realize as we go through this, are you ready for what's coming? Because according to the scripture, it's going to happen. If it's written in the book, it's going to happen. Is that right? So just like Scott and me, we were reading the other day. We were reading in Hebrews 2:2. And what do you remember what that said, Scott? Hebrews 2:2 about
every sin,
every disobedience to the law is judged, right?
Yes.
When he read that, he looked and he said, Pastor, if every act of disobedience to the law is judged. Now, maybe I didn't quote that just exactly right, but does it say something like that, Scott? I'm really, really close. Well, let's let Scott look that up right quick, and then we'll have somebody put Hebrews 2:2 on the board for the rest of you so you can look at it and see.
For if the message spoken through angels was legally binding in every transgression...
Wait a minute. If the message spoken by angels was legally binding, is that what it said? Then read on, Scott.
And every transgression and disobedience received a just punishment or just recompense of reward.
You know, when you read that, sometimes you don't really understand what the word says, and you just kind of read that and just read over it. It doesn't mean what it says, Thurman. You know, God's a loving, merciful God. He would never judge me for doing something wrong. But this said even angels were held accountable. Is that what that said?
Yes, it does.
Even the angels, when they said something, God held even the angels accountable for every word. Now read that one more time, Scott, that whole thing, from the very beginning.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward.
Read on a little further.
How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed.
Okay, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take that part and throw it all away. I don't like that part, do you? Is that what that said, Carrie? And how many disobedient acts of the law do we... surely he wouldn't... A merciful God wouldn't judge me for every one. But he said he would, didn't he? You know, when we look at this, we never put the two together that because I did something wrong, I'm being disciplined. So I suffered with fibromyalgia in my body for 20 years. But when you finally got the sin taken care of and got prayed for in faith, what happened to all that pain? It's gone. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
You know, this merciful God that we serve. And he is merciful, is he not?
He is, absolutely.
Yeah. He gives us opportunities to repent. You know, I can just see it now. Whenever I do something wrong, if I do something wrong, I can just hear the Lord saying, send the Holy Spirit to remind Thurman he needs to not do that. Is that being called being led by the Spirit? In other words, the Spirit of the living God is telling you, don't do that. In other words, Paula, don't get mad at those people for doing that. Be loving and kind and sweet. You know what we want to do? We forget that we're Christians, and we want to reach up and grab them by the nape of the neck. Not anymore. Huh? You used to, though, right? Let me tell you what. I'm going to challenge every one of you in this room just for this 1 week. You keep in your mind remembering that every act of disobedience to the law is going to be binding. And if every act of disobedience through angels was judged, am I saying something that he didn't say? Every act of disobedience that an angel committed was judged. Is that what he said? So then read that part one more time. There's got about after if what angels did was binding, what did he say after that?
Every transgression and disobedience received a just punishment or recompense of the Lord.
How many? One more time.
Every.
Why is it that I can read over that so many times and not realize that it's saying what it says? Because, you know, let's just say I'm about a halfway intelligent individual, kind of like you are. I believe all of us have got some intelligence in here. And if we really thought God was God, and he really meant what he said, Miss Peggy, we wouldn't drink them Dr. Peppers, would we? Now, some of y'all know the story and some of you don't, see. But because of one word that woman said to me one day in her store years ago, as much as I love Dr. Peppers, I listened to what that woman said. Now, she told me that, Thurman, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and do you know that drinking that Dr. Pepper, you're defiling your temple, and that it takes, I forget how many, 28 or 30, whatever it was, glasses of water, 8-ounce glasses of water, to bring your pH back to normal in your body. You're defiling your temple with that. And this is just a woman, friend of mine, and she told me that, and I listened to that knowing she's much smarter than me, because when I look at her and what she looks like at her age and how healthy she is, I thought, this woman knows something I don't know. And so that day, I never drank another Dr. Pepper, Miss Peggy. I've never drank another one, but I heard something that I did not know, but yet had been there forever. Yeah. And now then you're hearing something. Some of you have never heard Hebrews 2. Some of you have never read Hebrews 2. And those of you that read it didn't believe what it said. So I'm going to ask Scott to read it one more time, the whole thing. Scott, what does it say?
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward.
Read on.
How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?
So what are you going to get away with according to that? Why is there so many things in the Bible that says stuff like this and we don't believe it? Why? Mary, did I stretch that any at all?
No.
Is that what it said?
Yes. I don't know why we do that.
Isn't that amazing? If what angels said, if they were held to it, how much more are you going to be held responsible for every act of disobedience that you do? So now then, whenever somebody starts to get angry with you, or you start to get angry with them, it might make it a little easier to kind of cool it. Right, Franz? Because if you thought there was going to be a judgment that come upon you, if you might get a spanking from God for not obeying him and doing what he said, it might change the way we do things, right?
I think we do.
I know we do. I know we change. But, you know, one day I read that to Scott. The reason I've asked him to read that over and over, me and him was talking, and I had read that, and I said, Scott, I said, this is amazing statement, and I had him read that, and he read it. He said, Pastor, I've read that many times, and that has never soaked in on me. He said, I never got it till today. But he said, today, that's become a revelation to me. It does say that, doesn't it, Scott?
Very clear.
And very clear. And now the more you read it, the clearer it gets, right?
Yes.
Wow. So anyway, there's some wonderful things that's going to happen, and there's going to be some devastating things that are going to happen. If every act of disobedience is going to be judged, and is that what he said?
Yes.
Then if the Lord were to come back in the heavens, and the rapture of the church were to take place, and that's going to happen too, because it's written in God's word, is that right? And the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout. That's over in 1 Thessalonians, where we was at last week. We got right to that, and then we quit right there. But he said that I'm coming again. I'm going to descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us which are alive and remain at that time shall be caught up to be with the Lord. There we shall forever be with the Lord. But between now and that day, whenever that comes, if all these statements that Scott just read over there is true, and they got to be because they're in God's word, then all those things have got to come to pass. So the people that are here on this earth right now, which includes a lot of Christians, a lot of us are sinning, is that right?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Be Ready, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.